now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is indeed Roland Trujillo, and the program is, well, let's call it the Roland Trujillo Show, or Ask Roland. This is a very good program. Look, times are tough. The economy is getting worse. Lots of trouble all around. Everything is becoming more and more uncertain. And people are beginning to search for answers. See, one of the good things about hard times or difficulties is that it may cause people to begin to wake up. See, hard times or trouble or, illness, bad things happening, when that occurs, some people just go deeper into a trance. They escape more, escape into music, into marijuana, into drugs, into imagination. They just float away and escape. But some people, when hard times come or when difficulties arise, it causes them to begin to search. It causes them to begin to sober up. It causes them to sober up and to get their act together and to face reality and to search for real answers. Now, because of the state of things in the world and because of the state of the economy and the country, I believe that many people are beginning to wake up and searching for real answers. But what you need are real answers that are, in a sense, outside the box. In other words, many of the answers that we get, if you turn on the major television networks, radio or television, or you get the various magazines or newspapers or Sunday supplements and all those, you get answers that are like pablum. They're like simplified. They're like dumbed down. And some of the answers are wrong or downright lies. But there's always a little bit of reassurance involved, false reassurance. See, if somebody were to tell you the real truth, see, the real truth, it's not reassuring, see, but facing reality, you then might take the steps that would be of real help to you, or you might avoid doing what is harming you. But if somebody gives you false reassurance, like let's suppose, for example, that there was something wrong with your car and it was very serious. I mean, a serious situation. But somebody said, oh, don't worry. Just don't worry. It'll be all right. See, well, that's false reassurance. And you could keep going and then something bad could happen. But if somebody said, look, this is a serious issue here. And it needs to be taken care of right away, and it's going to cost you a bunch of money, but it's very important because it's serious. Well, then you wouldn't enjoy hearing that, but then you would be glad later because you'd be better off. See? So the point getting at is that you need real answers, which may not be reassuring, but it's a strange thing about truth. The truth, the real truth, is reassuring to some people. They love the truth. They love some truth that is spoken from someone that knows what they're talking about. It gives them a sense of comfort. It's kind of like, daddy coming home, and then you can sleep soundly because you know everything is okay because daddy's home. It's something like that. So that's what this program is. It's for people who are searching. Now, I've been here in the San Bernardino Riverside area now, Los Angeles area, for 2-3 years, it's about time for some people to step up to the plate, send me an email or a letter, and start helping me out a little bit and responding. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us.
I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is me, Roland Trujillo. And yes, yes, you have to respond. If you do not respond to my truthful message, well, then that's not good for you. Or if you react, you know, with resentment and hostility or what have you, or you listen and then just say, oh, that fellow is very interesting, and then you go on to something else. See, beware of shallow. Beware of shallow reassurance. Beware of shallow answers. Beware of those who, you know, offer you. See, it's very easy to receive. See, reassurance is so comforting. You know, I'll never forget when my father died. I went to Wyoming for the funeral. I was in California. I went to Wyoming. And as we were there for the funeral, the minister, the one who was going to preside over the funeral, well, he came up and he grabbed my arm and squeezed it a little bit. You know, the reassuring squeeze, like, you know, everything's okay, you're doing fine. And I remember it was very pleasant. But I also remember thinking, well, you know, this guy doesn't know me, and I've never seen him before because I flew in from California and I was going home, so I don't know this guy, and he doesn't know me. So we're perfect strangers. This is the first time he's ever seen me, and here he is offering a gesture of reassurance. See, it's a little false. I'm not holding it against him. I'm just saying that was a bit. Well, it was, I did not, even though temporarily it felt reassuring, I rejected it. I didn't feel reassured. You see what I mean? Now, a lot of young people also love the truth in that, for example, they love constructive criticism. They love an honest assessment. You know, a guy that's playing baseball or hockey or football, or a young lady playing baseball or gymnastics or football or basketball or whatever, or playing an instrument or something. They like to have an honest assessment. They don't want somebody to say, oh, what you did was so wonderful and so wonderful. If it wasn't, they want to hear, well, you did good, but here's a little place where you could improve, and then here's a section where you could have done just a little better, and here, let me show you this. This will help you next time. They like that. They want the truth. You see, they don't want a phony reassurance. So therefore, I'm saying to you that in this program, you're not going to get phony, false reassurance. You're going to get the truth. But as I said, for people who love the truth and who are beginning to search for real answers, they will find it reassuring. They will find the truth reassuring. Now today, what I would like to do is I'm going to shift gears on you just a little bit. And oh yes, I want to continue with what I said. And that is, I've been around long enough now that it's time to start getting response from people. See, if you listen, if you're a person who listens to this program and you get any benefit out of it at all, then it's time to, to do something. You send me an email or request a, you know, order the meditation or get one of my books or ask a question, you know, that I could answer on the air, or, you know, do something, because I need to have feedback. I don't want to be in a vacuum. Now, it could be that nobody's listening. It's not a big station. It could be nobody is listening except, you know, K cats and dogs and raccoons and cactus and, sagebrush. But I don't think so, because I've been around a long time now. I've been around 20 years. I know that people are listening. If you begin to respond, then that is good for you. It's good for you to respond, you see. And it's nice for me. I don't need, as I said, I don't need false reassurance. Nevertheless, receiving some feedback or an honest thank you, Roland, is very, very nice. It's good for me. It's even better for you. That's all I'm going to say on that subject. Now, today I want to talk about, I want to shift gears a little bit. And the program, I'm starting to call it Ask Roland. Ask Roland, because I want to answer questions. Now, there are two most frequent questions that I have been receiving. The two most frequent questions that I get, what would you suppose that they are? Well, there are several aspects to what I have to offer in my radio program and my website and my blogs. One of them has to do with relationships, another parenting. Dealing with stress is a very big part of what I have to offer, and the proper meditation for dealing with stress. And of course, issues like, like anxiety or post-traumatic stress disorder, anger management, things like that. So there you have those would be the major components. And then, of course, religion is a part of it. But what do you suppose are the two most, by far, I mean far and away, the two most, we call them questions or pleas for, requests for some kind of help that I get? Number one. Well, they're actually very close. They're running neck and neck. But I'll just say one and two. Number one is, you would think, what would you think it would be? Who is God? I read somewhere that was the most asked question, most Googled question on the internet. Who is God? Or how do you meditate? Or, you'd figure those would be the questions I get, right? No. Here they are, number one. My husband and I argue all the time. My husband and I argue all the time. That's number one. Number two, are you ready? Now, men, I want you to listen up. Listen up to what the number two is. Number two, I resent my husband. Number two is, I resent my husband. Now, that's very revealing. You men out there listening in, that should be a wake-up call for you. There's food for thought right there. See, you've already received the benefit of this program with your dear wives and, of course, your children. You are somehow missing the boat. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is the Roland Trujillo Show, and of course, we call it Ask Roland. You can actually go to my website, and you can ask a question, which I may very well likely answer on the air. Now, let us talk then about these two the most frequent questions which I receive, which I am grateful for. I'm very grateful because they are very revealing and they're very practical. See, we're not talking about how, you know, the old, you know, you've heard the old thing about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. You know, we're not talking about some pie in the sky theology or, you know, that sort of thing. We're talking about something very down to earth and very practical. So let's talk about that, shall we? Let's talk about ladies who say, my husband and I argue all the time, and I resent my husband. Let's talk about those. And I will do it from the perspective. I will, in a sense, I will say, okay, men, listen up. Okay, I'm going to be talk to you like a coach. I'm putting on my Coach Roland hat. And I'm going to talk to you like, I want you to listen up and pay attention. Okay, men? All right. Now, of course, I have it. You can't see the twinkle in my eye. I do have a twinkle in my eye. And incidentally, ladies are invited to listen in. In fact, I'm glad the ladies are there. Now, here's what I have to say to you, men. You guys, for the most part, of course, there are exceptions. You guys do not realize how important your role is, how important the role of husband is, and the role of a father is very, very important. Basically, I will put it to you this way. I will say that in the eyes of children, for example, the husband stands in for God. In the eyes of a child, the father stands in for God. See, so they expect you, the children expect you to be stalwart, to be noble, to be honorable, to be principled. See, to stand for what's right, to stand for principle, and to be patient, see, and to have long suffering and kindness. That's what they expect from you. They expect you to be, there's an old expression, you know, have you heard the old expression, an old stick in the mud? It means somebody that kind of, they're kind of just honorable and decent. See, remember the old programs like Leave It to Beaver and Father Knows Best. Remember Father in those? He always dressed properly, and he acted properly, and he was always there. See, well, that's what a father is supposed to be. That and more. Okay. Now, the other thing is, what about a husband? Now let's look at a typical home, and let us say, let us see what the order of things is supposed to be. Now, a man, okay, now listen, now some of you won't like to hear this. Some of you will say this is controversial. It's not, but you'll say it's controversial, so on. But look, somebody has to be in charge. So, what should be in charge of the home? It should be principle. What is right? See, in other words, I'm going to use a word now. Some of you may not like it. Some of you will like it because you need to hear it, and you know it's true in your heart. In other words, God. That's right, God. Now, the order should be God, see, and then Christ, then the man, see, then mom, then the kids, see, and the kids, I guess they're not in charge of anybody. Maybe they could be in charge of the pets. But father's supposed to stand for something. See? Now how will this man, how will he know what is right? How will he have this relationship with God? Now here's a very interesting thing, and the answer is going to surprise you. So please stay tuned, listen to this announcement, and afterwards I am going to surprise you. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems
and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
The program, ladies and gentlemen, is the Roland Trujillo Show. We're talking. This is basically an Ask Roland program. I'm dealing with the issue that I get from people all the time, and it's called, two issues I'm dealing with today. My husband and I argue all the time, and secondary, I resent my husband. Now look, if you husbands, if you were noble, see, here's what men do. Men marry the woman that supports their ego. See, and then they make their wife either, into their god or like their mother, to mother their ego. They become like big kids themselves. See, and when the world is tough and things don't go quite right and so forth, they come home and they want to have their ego supported by their wife. So the wife becomes their support, to which they become addicted and upon which they become dependent. See, now, so the power goes to the wife, see, but, deep down inside, most women resent the husband for his weakness. If she's in charge, see, he's supposed to be the man. Now look, if the man is supposed to be the knight in shining armor, if he is supposed to be the noble knight, see, so that she can feel secure, well, then he shouldn't be looking to her to support him. You see what I mean? All right. Now, where will the man find this support then that he needs? Well, he shouldn't need support for his ego. See, if he needs support for his ego, he becomes like a big kid, begging for crumbs. See, and then he can't even set a good example. He can't even be a proper authority for the children, because he becomes like a big kid himself. See, and if he's not looking to the wife to support his ego, then he has his marijuana, he has his drinks, he has his beer buddies. See, he has all of these other things, and he misuses his work to support his ego and his pride. And so there you have it. But a man, where will he find this relationship with God? God, so that he represents God. How will that come about? It'll come about within. Remember I said I would surprise you? Well, here it is. He's not going to find it in church. He's not going to find it in some organized group. It's not going to be an accountability group or some program or some other people or some clergy or minister or anybody else. He's got to find it within, not in a building somewhere and not in a book. He's got to find it within. See, Moses, like Abraham, like David, see, like Paul. He's got to find a relationship with God within. Instead of going out into the world to some group, to some person for support, he finds it within, an invisible means of support within. He finds this inner light, this inner knowing, the principle. He knows in his heart what's right. He knows in his heart what is right, what is fair, and he cleaves to it, and that he loves more than anything, And then he goes out in the world and he's a man of principle. See? And he's a man of honor. I'll be right back.
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Well, now you men see why a lot of women resent their husbands. Because he's weak. He looks to her as his god to support his ego instead of having an invisible bond with the creator within. And so she resents him. She may not even know why, but she knows that he's missing something. He doesn't have agape love. He doesn't have this invisible something, this special something, this special love, this otherworldly love that she needs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed this little introduction. So write to me, email me, and listen in again. You know, I mean, of course you can listen to this again on the podcast at KCAA Radio, but listen in again to this program next week, please. Until then, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.